The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, David Geiger, and this past week, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced proposed changes to its fuel economy standards. These could significantly affect the role liquid fuels play in the transportation market. Missouri Corn CEO Bradley Shad is here to break down these revised standards and what it could mean moving forward. A chat with him in a moment.
Times are tough, but we, Missouri Corn Growers, we are resilient. We're advocating for our future with access to markets, education, and partnerships that drive growth. By collaborating with policymakers and partners, we're working together to build a stronger, sustainable future for growers and our communities. We are Missouri Corn Growers, strong, united, and making a difference. Join us. Visit mocorn.org and become a member today.
And joining us is Bradley Shad, the Missouri Corn CEO. Bradley, thank you so much for joining us. And these revised NHTSA fuel economy standards are less aggressive than the previous rules. So how does relaxing requirements change the outlook for ethanol and liquid fuels compared to before?
Well, it's definitely a benefit and a step in the right direction. They continue to increase over the years, and the last administration pushed very heavily to get electric vehicles basically mandated. And so NHTSA, the NHTSA, they, under the Trump administration, have rolled those back where the liquid fuels can compete in the market. And of course, ethanol is a big part of the liquid fuels market that we have today. We wanted to make sure that that was capable. And so we've been in litigation for the last 2 years with some of our colleagues in other states, as well as National Corn, to help push back on these regulations that were put forward to make sure that we do have a liquid fuel demand for the future. And a vehicle that consumers want. Ultimately, that's what we want to see. We want to give them the options of having differentiated energy mix, and ethanol can be a strong part of that. And we want to see that increase. We want to see that percentage of ethanol increase. And this is a step in the right direction that we can continue using liquid fuels in the future. And so that's important for the ag economy as we use a portion of corn to go to that.
One of the key changes in this is it no longer averages projected electric vehicle sales into the standard. Why is that important?
Well, it's very important. And that's why we litigated for the last 2 years to try and make sure that internal combustion engines are a part of the CAFE standard. It was being regulated out, and having that removed because the CAFE standards is the corporate average fuel economy. Well, there's no fuel in an electric vehicle. So it was wrong, and the court sided with us. And so we wanted to make sure that we had the ability to continue selling liquid fuels and give consumers a vehicle that they wanted. It was the rule that was created was unrealistic and had unrealistic targets. And that's what this administration changed in this rule. And so we're focused on making sure that we can continue selling liquid fuels into the future, including high octane ethanol.
So it also removes some advantages that favored electric vehicles. Can you tell me about that?
Well, EV-only manufacturers actually had an advantage that they had to sell credits to the manufacturers that produced both internal combustion engines and EVs. They had an advantage in this rule, and it eliminated that. But it also eliminated some of the other credits that were out there for things like air conditioning that doesn't make any sense for fuel economy. And so this rule had gotten over bureaucratic, and this reduced that. And as we move forward, we're going to see opportunities that, even though the rule still becomes more stringent every year, increasing about 0.5% fuel economy every year, it gives the opportunity for the engine manufacturers, the vehicle manufacturers, to move forward with an internal combustion engine. And that's important. It truly is. That's what consumers are demanding right now. They need the power they need, especially in rural Missouri and rural areas. An EV just doesn't work in the wintertime. It drains the battery quicker. And on top of that, you know, whenever you look at the total carbon footprint, well to wheels, the total life cycle of an EV, whenever you use high blends of ethanol, there's really no benefit in comparison. And so it's better as we move forward to, you know, look at options like hybrid vehicles that use a flex fuel capability of using E85. And so that's something that we're looking at moving forward. We want to change the F factor within CAFE.
Bradley Shad is the Missouri Corn CEO. Bradley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you can stay up to date on these topics with the latest from Missouri Corn by following our social media channels or visiting mocorn.org. That's mocorn.org.